It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, November 6th, 2017. Today is the birthday of Belgian inventor and musician Adolphe Sax, born in 1814. While his given name was Antoine Joseph, he was referred to as Adolphe from childhood. He invented the saxophone in the early 1840s and played the flute and the clarinet. He also invented an instrument called the sax tromba, another known as the sax horn, as well as the sax tuba. His father and mother were instrument designers themselves, who made several changes to the design of the French horn. Adolphe began to make his own instruments from an early age, entering two of his flutes and a clarinet in a competition at age 15. He subsequently studied performance on those two instruments, as well as voice, at the Royal Conservatory in Brussels. After leaving the conservatory, he began to experiment with new instrument designs, while his parents continued to make conventional instruments to bring in money. His first important invention was an improvement on the bass clarinet design, which he patented at the age of 24. He relocated permanently to Paris in 1841 and began working on a new set of instruments, which he exhibited there in 1844. These were valved bugles, and although he had not invented the instrument itself, his examples were much more successful than those of his rivals and became known as sax horns. They came in seven different sizes and paved the way for the creation of the flugelhorn. Today, sax horns are sometimes used in concert bands and orchestras. The sax horn also laid the groundwork for the modern euphonium. Sax also developed the instruments of the saxotromba family, valved brass instruments with a narrower bore than the sax horn, in 1845, though they survived only briefly. In the period around 1840, he invented the instrument for which he is best known, the saxophone, which he patented on June 28, 1846. It was invented for use in both orchestras and military bands. By 1846, he had designed on paper at least a full range of saxophones, from a tiny one called a sopranino to a huge sub-contrabass. Composer Hector Berlioz wrote approvingly of the new instrument in 1842, but despite his support, saxophones never became standard orchestral instruments. However, their ability to play technical passages easily like woodwinds and also project loudly like brass instruments led them to be included in military bands in France and elsewhere. The saxophone was his signature accomplishment and created his reputation more than anything else on which he worked. This helped him secure a job teaching at the Paris Conservatory in 1857. He continued to make instruments later in life and presided over the new saxophone program at the conservatory. Rival instrument makers both attacked the legitimacy of his patents and were sued by Sax for patent infringement. The legal back and forth continued for over 20 years. He was driven into bankruptcy twice, in 1856 and again in 1873. He suffered from lip cancer between 1853 and 1858, but remarkably for that time, he made a full recovery. In 1894, he died in poverty in Paris at age 79 and was entombed in the cemetery at Montmartre. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 6th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.